قال الإمام علي عليه السلام: من كرمت عليه نفسه هانت عليه شهواته.
کسی که خود را گرامی دارد هوا و هوس را خار می شمارد.
Whoever maintains his own respect in view, his desires appear light to him.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال علي بن أبي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام: من كرمت عليه نفسه هانت عليه شهواته. علي بن أبي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام says in نهج البلاغة: whoever maintains his own respect in view, his desires appear light to him. So self-respect is something that gives you that self-control. To maintain that self-respect, you would need to control your desires. Many times we allow, it is as an example, when you're riding a horse, you let the reins go and the horse will take you wherever it likes. But if you are in control of the horse, then you take the horse where you like. Likewise, if we let our desires free, then the desires will take us to all extremes and to all grounds and to all fields and to all places that we truly do not wish to, or our religion does not permit us to. Therefore, to have that self-control over your desires. And the desires have a long list. Sometimes you have hundreds of desires that you cannot fulfill. But what happens is that because of those hundreds of desires that you have, you may step into the valley of sinning and disobedience because you wish to acquire all of those desires. So it is very important that you control your desires, you control your sentiments, you control your thoughts, so they do not take you to that valley of unlimited desires. Those will be fulfilled in the hereafter, in the paradise. In this world, we have to follow the guidelines of religion and faith, the boundaries of law, that certain things are allowed and certain things are not allowed. And if a person has self-respect, this is what the Imam al-Islam is saying: man karmat alayhi nafsu. So anyone who maintains his own respect in view, if you respect yourself, if you have self-respect, if you think that you are a good person, you're honorable, then you will not go into fulfilling every desire, because your desires will make you hollow. Your desires will give you the lowliness. Your desires will make you corrupt sometimes. Your desires will hurt you so badly that you will go down to the level of the animals. To maintain that control over your desires, you need to have that self-respect. And if you have self-respect, then you will control your desires. So Imam Ali al-Islam says that whoever maintains his own respect, his desires appear light to him. Your desires will become less worthy and you will have better control. Thank you very much for listening.